Simon & Schuster Audio presents Down the Drain by Julia Fox, read by the author.
Identities have been changed to protect the innocent and the guilty. To my dad, thank you for pushing me to write, even when I struggled to find the words. Thanks for the mistakes you made, which I turned into art. No matter where life's journey takes me, for better or for worse, all roads lead back to you. But please, whatever you do, do not read or listen to this book. In loving memory of Harmony Abrams, Jonna Valdez, and Catherine Pettyjohn, this is for the dreamers and the delinquents. Chapter 1, The American Dream. The year is 1996, and I just landed in the grand metropolis of New York City. The moment we step off the plane and my little feet hit the pavement, I drop my suitcase and cross myself. Grazie a Dio, I whisper under my breath. On the plane ride, I'd asked my dad, if the plane gets in an accident, will we all die? To which he casually replied, duh. The remainder of the flight was spent in silent prayer, my gaze affixed to the ominous, boundless ocean beneath us. Despite my basic knowledge of the English language, I feel more comfortable speaking my native tongue. I was born in Italy and have spent the last few years in Saronno, a small town in the province of Varese, where the city eerily feels like the remnants of what was once a charming little town. But I see past the shitty graffiti coating the pastel pink colored walls. To me, it's home. I'm no stranger to the sprawling city. I've already been here more times than I can count. I was 2 months old the first time we made the transatlantic trek to visit my dad's family. I even lived here for a while before disaster struck. But today feels like the very first time. It's like I'm seeing this place through brand new eyes. And after the mess that went down last time, this is a fresh start, a chance to wipe the slate clean and try again. It's early September, and the humidity hangs heavy in the air, clinging to my skin like a sweet, sticky veil. As soon as I step outside, I'm hit by a wave of commotion that overwhelms each of my senses. Everyone talks so loud, and they're not polite at all. Whether they're greeting each other or telling each other to get
sample complete. Ready to continue?